Blog Talk Radio.
Check it out. allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject that we'll be looking at today. Then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And we want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, laptops, desktops, your iPads, your smartphone with your notes, your tablets, whatever you need to capture the richness, you want to do a quick grab and grab hold to it so that at the appropriate time, your questions, you've already been jotting them down. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, we are looking at why tenacity is important to your dream becoming a reality. Why tenacity is important to your dream to become a reality. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We encourage you, allow those wonderful social media juices to begin to flow. Right on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo, bottom line, I think you get it. We ask that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our topic that we are going to dive into is the gear of tenacity. The gear of tenacity. And this gear of tenacity is so important when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Why? Because you will need to make the necessary adjustments and shifts that's required on the journey. You'll have to shift and adjust gears and or your focus at any given time and move in the direction of whatever the season is that you are in. So when we take a look at working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams will require you to adjust gears and or your focus and the equipment required depending on the season that you are in and or the purpose that you are focused on. So for example, what's required to carry a baby in the womb is far different than what's required in the birthing process, is also different than what's required when it comes to caring for the baby. Each and every stage requires something different. I like to kind of give the illustration, it's kind of like a gear shift of a car, and that's why we're looking at this gear, okay, of tenacity. So let's understand gear. And I want us to really understand gear because this is so important in this breakdown of where we're going today. And you may be thinking, oh, Coach Adams, this is so fundamental and foundational. Yeah, you know it is. But I really want us to look at this from a different point of view. You know, I often like to take the kaleidoscope, as I often say, and we look at things from a different point of view. And so when you're considering a gear is one of a set of tooths on a wheel that work together to alter the relationship between the speed of a driving mechanism, being a car, and the speed of the driving part, the driven part, the wheel. Why this is so important, another area of looking at as it relates to a gear is the equipment that is used for a particular purpose. And we're, of course, looking at and talking about purpose. Our show is driven on you fulfilling your purpose, working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately living your dreams. At the root of that, it's so interesting because I was processing around when I first learned how to drive a car. Now, I must say, I was excited. I don't know if this is your story, but I could not wait to learn how to drive a car. I could not wait. At the ripe age of 15 and a half, I was bugging my dad to teach me how to drive because I had learned that you could start working on your driver's permit. And so I was excited. I couldn't wait to learn how to drive. I just felt, you know, as the only child, that that was going to give me another level of independence. And so my dad said to me, he said, if you're going to learn how to drive, you have to learn how to drive on a stick. Now, a stick is a gear shift, which is what we're talking about. He said, if you're going to learn how to drive, you really have to learn how to drive. Because for my dad, driving an automatic versus a stick was two totally different requirements as it relates to the driver themselves and their consciousness. And so Dad said, yeah, I'll teach you how to drive, but you have to learn how to drive a stick. There's no automatic here. And so we went on this journey, and I'm learning how to handle the gears of this stick shift and this balance between the gas and the clutch and shifting the gear. So we're in gear number one, and you got to put the right amount of pressure to the clutch and pull that up and give it gas so that the car begins to move. And when you're ready to shift, you got to pull back on the gas, push in the clutch, and shift to second gear, and so on and so forth. Now, I remember that this process of balancing and the gears and what was required was a little bit more difficult if you were on a hill, because trying to get that right balance between the gas and the clutch and not, you know, popping the clutch out, but pulling it out just so and giving the gas right at the right time, enough gas to get you going. So I was on this hill. It was actually my cousin and I. We were in the car together, my little VW Bug. No, actually, I think I was in the MG Midget at that time because I hadn't gotten my own car. This was my dad's car. The MG Midget, and I'm on this hill, and we have the little top down because it's Southern California, and we're cruising, right? We're thinking we're just so hot and cool. You know, by this time I have my license. I no longer have to drive with an adult, so I'm beyond that stage, and I'm thinking I'm so cool. So we're on this hill, and I'm trying to balance the gear shift between, you know, the gas and the clutch, and I'm trying to get the right balance, but we're on a hill, and if you don't do it well, the car starts to roll back. So the car starts to roll back, and we tap the car behind us. And I look back, and oh, my gosh. Now, mind you, I'm just learning how to drive and get into the rhythm. So, you know, I'm in my late teens by this time. We tapped a police car. Can you believe that? Because we did not shift the gears right at that time. What was needed at that time, we didn't have what was needful. The great thing was, there was no damage. Grace was given. The police officer gave us grace. I'd explain, sir, I'm recently learning how to drive, and I'm in a stick, and I'm not that used to being on the hill yet. And he got it. And, again, there was no damage, no harm done, just a little tappy-poo on the car. But can you imagine? I'm trying to get this car going. I'm trying to get the gears flowing the way that they need to. And I start to roll back, and I tap the car behind me to realize it's the police officer in the car behind me. But thank God for grace, and there was no damage. Why do I take you on that journey of learning how to drive a stick shift and the importance of this balance? Because on your journey, wherever you are on your journey, as I stated, There's something different that's required in the birthing process than there is in the delivery process, carrying the baby versus birthing and delivering the baby versus caring for the baby. And when I'm speaking of carrying the baby, I'm talking about, and I often liken this, your vision, your goals, or your dreams. And so whatever that looks like for you, and we're in this journey right now, we're looking at the gear of tenacity, because as we stated, there's a different focus, a different purpose for each area, and we have to adjust the gears according to where we are on the journey. And so today we're evaluating this gear of tenacity. And, you know, one of the things that I found so interesting when I was looking at tenacity, I found this quote that I thought was so powerful, and I want to share it with you. And then we're going to dig into the meat of today's discussion on tenacity. This quote said, tenacity, victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory, however long and hard the road may be, for without victory, there is no survival. When I saw that quote on tenacity, I thought that was so interestingly appropriate. And the reason why I say that is because when we look at the definition of tenacity, the definition of tenacity is diligence, stubbornness, grit. And when we're talking about grip, we're talking about the quality or the fact of being able to grip something firmly. And so as it relates to your dreams, when you get into that gear of tenacity, you have to be diligent unlike you were before. You have to have this stubbornness that I will not quit against all odds, no matter what, because you're clear on who gave you the vision. Now, that's a whole different gear and a whole different subject. Tonight's gear, we're talking about tenacity, the gear of tenacity. But when you are clear, you have the awareness and the clarity of who set me in motion, who set me on this path, we must understand that with that, we must keep a firm grip. We must be tenacious on our journey. Having this quality or this fact of being able to grip something firmly. I'm not saying just holding it slightly. When I think about gripping something firmly, you know, I want you to squeeze your hands and make a fist right where you are. Make it tighter. Make it a little bit tighter to where you feel your fingernails in the palm of your hand. That is the firm grip that we're talking about. It's like a doggy with a bone. You give a dog a bone, don't you dare try to get that bone out of that dog's mouth after you've given it to them. Why? Because they are tenacious. They have a firm grip on it. And many of us, our dreams are not becoming a reality because we're not tenacious. We don't have a firm grip. We're not diligent. And it's so important to understand that this tenacity is anchored in our commitment around our vision, our commitment around our goals, our commitment around our dreams. And so why is the commitment so important? Well, you know, it's interesting because many of you that are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams is a John Maxwell certified coach, speaker, teacher, trainer, executive consultant. And so with that, John Maxwell is my leadership partner, and I am able, I'm licensed to teach certain curriculum, certain books that he has, and one of which that I'm in a private mastermind on currently is Today Matters. And I love starting the year with Today Matters because Today Matters focuses in on 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. And one of the daily practices, as we call the daily dozen, is commitment. And when you understand that commitment gives you that tenacity that you need, I felt it's so important as we're talking about this subject of the gear of tenacity as it relates to birthing our vision and understanding that this gear of tenacity is different than what's required when I'm carrying my vision, when the vision is just being birthed and it's that seed that's on the inside of me that's starting to come into play that I'm trying to work out all the details on and I'm cultivating it so that I can actually manifest it and bring it forth. Because tenacity is a part of that carrying process, as I shared with you before. When the baby is in the womb, the natural baby is in the womb, it's a different process than when you're now in the birthing process versus the caring process. Tenacity, this gear of tenacity, is a part of that caring process for your vision, for your goals, for your dream, whatever that may look like. And at the root, anchored in that, is commitment. And so we must understand that commitment can change your life. When you are committed to something, and we see broken commitments all the time, but we see the severity of commitments as well, the seriousness of commitments. For example, if someone gets married and they honor the commitment is until death do us part. Now, that's a life-changing commitment if you honor the commitment. Now, of course, divorce is a broken covenant of that commitment. And if you've been divorced, please know that Coach Adams is not judging you. She's using this as an illustration because the reality is over 60% of the marriages, from what I've been told, the data, have ended in divorce. So there are many that have gone this journey. I'm using it again for illustration, so please don't be offended if you are in that category of one that has gone through a divorce. I don't know you, I don't know your circumstances, and I'm not judging it. I'm just simply giving an illustration. And so commitment can change your life. The commitment to have a child changes your life. The commitment to get into a business partnership can change your life. The commitment to go to school to become a doctor, a lawyer, whatever that may be, can change your life. And so we must understand that commitments can change our lives. And when you are clear on your commitment and you honor that commitment, you must be tenacious about that commitment. You must have that firm grip, as we spoke about, as a part of the definition of tenacity, that you're holding on to that commitment. Again, I want you to ball your fist up. Okay, tighten it a little bit more. Tighten it a little bit more where you feel your nails in the palm of your hand. That's the firm grip that we're talking about as it relates to tenacity. And anchored in tenacity is our commitment. And we understand that commitments can change our lives. Commitments help us to overcome many of life's obstacles. You know, I think about this one for me because I have been so clear on my journey and the purpose that God has created me. It has not been an easy journey. But I can honestly say that I've maintained that firm grip on the vision, not letting it go in the good and the bad times, staying committed on the course. And again, it hasn't been easy. But when your vision is clear and you have that tenacity for it, that firm grip for it, it gives you what you need to overcome the obstacle. It's when we're not clear, we can easily throw in the towel when we're not really committed. It's like being a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. You know, it's so interesting. I have an associate. I love them. They're dear people. But I, as I've shared before, I can't keep up with where they are on their journey. Every time I turn around, they're starting a new business that they're trying to tell me about, and introduce me to something else and something else and something else. And I'm like, wow, aren't you committed to anything? And many of us, we get frustrated when things don't work out the way that we desire because we have no commitment. We lack that tenacity, that firm grip that we need in order to move to the next level in our vision. And so we give up, we throw in the towel, the circumstances come, it just becomes too difficult because we've lost focus on the gear of awareness and clarity. And so, of course, those are other areas in which we're not going to talk about tonight. We're just talking about the gear of tenacity as it relates to our vision, our goals, our dreams. And so I want you to know that when you are clear on your commitments, it helps you to overcome. For example, someone that is in a marriage and divorce for them is not an option, they are committed. So when the obstacles come, they overcome those circumstances. I'm not saying it's easy. Whatever the commitment is, once you have the child, you can't just say, oh, I don't want to be a parent anymore. Forget it. It's too hard. It's too difficult. No. You're committed to being a parent at that stage. And so guess what? It helps you. That commitment helps you to overcome many of life's obstacles. It may not be easy. An obstacle is something that's in the way, and you have to overcome that. But it's that commitment, that firmness and that tenacity, that firm grip on I'm clear, I'm committed, I am going to see it through despite the challenges, despite the obstacles. And so we understand that commitment can change your life. It can completely alter the course of your life depending on the level of commitment. As we were talking about marriage, becoming a parent, so on and so forth. These going to school to become a doctor, whatever it may be, to become an attorney, a lawyer, whatever. These are areas that if you're committed to the journey, it's going to change and alter your course, your life. It's life-changing, life-altering, certain levels of commitment. In addition, certain commitments will help you to overcome the obstacles because you have that tenacity. You have that firm grip. You're in the gear of tenacity on the journey, that firm grip on the commitment. You're clear on your vision. You are aware of where I'm going. The target of where you're going is clear. And so you firmly hold on. You are committed. And there's no, again, it's like that dog with the bone in his mouth, not letting it go. And I want to overemphasize that with intention because I really want you to get it and to see it. You know, I remember when I first got launched in my journey of full-time entrepreneurship and purpose, you know, I was so excited when God gave me the awakening of his assignment on my life, which took place roughly in 98. I got the clarity. And so I've been on my journey a long time, but I was not launched into full-time entrepreneurship until 2005, thereabouts. I was in process. I was growing and developing. I was getting my coaching skills and taking classes and, you know, sharpening the skills, doing what I needed to do to be a master in my call. And so being deployed into full-time entrepreneurship, because I was clear on the vision, even when things were not going as I anticipated, how I thought, I was clear on the commitment of purpose. And so that gave me what I needed to keep going. But this is the thing that we must understand about our commitment, that our commitment will be tested every day. Every day. I assure you, I'm not married, but I assure you, those that are in successful marriages have been married for any length of time, they will tell you, yes, it's been tested. I know on my journey of purpose, it's been tested. school, they've made the commitment to become a doctor all of those years. The journey, it will be tested. Are you really committed to this? It'll be tested. That's why you have many that are quote-unquote commitophobes. They don't want to make a commitment because they don't want it to be tested. They don't want it to change their lives, and they don't want to have to press through what they need to press through and have that firm grip that's required. Because we're in such a microwavable society. We all want things so quick, fast, and in a hurry. And so if it doesn't happen as quickly as I want, I throw in the towel, I've moved on to the next thing. And that's why we have the jack of all trades and the masters of nothing. You see, when I was 15 and a half, I was committed to learning how to drive. I bugged my dad regularly because I was like the dog with the bone, tenacious around that firm grip. I'm going to learn how to drive. You know, it's interesting because I think of my little cousin. I couldn't wait to learn how to drive at 15 and a half. He learned in his mid-20s, and it was just, there was no excitement or enthusiasm. It was like, yeah, whatever, just not. It was two totally different journeys where I couldn't wait. The age that I was able to, I was like, yes. So everyone's journey is different is why I shared that with you. But the one thing that will not change, even though your journey may be different, is that when it comes to your commitment, commitments can change your life. Commitments help you to overcome many of life's obstacles, and your commitment will be tested every day. I'm on my journey of purpose. I assure you, every day I'm tested. Every day I'm tested. Sometimes the test is greater than others, but I'm tested at some level on the journey. I'm a full-time entrepreneur, have been since 2005. No full-time salary coming in since 2005. So, yes, there's testing. That's just one aspect and area of the testing. So you must understand that in order for you to pursue your vision, to work your vision, to achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams, you have to allow yourself to shift into this gear of tenacity. But before you get into that gear of tenacity, you have to be clear on the vision. The vision has to be clear. You have to know the target. You can't be a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. You have to master your area of expertise and have the willingness to be committed to that mastery process. Again, many of us, we want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when it doesn't happen overnight, quote unquote, that overnight success, we throw in the towel because we don't want to go through the process. You know, many want a successful marriage, but they don't want to have to put in the work and do the due diligence of what's required in order to get that. You know, I believe that my mentors, if I'm not mistaken, have been married around 50 years, I think. I know it's more than 40 years. So between 40 and 50 years, and I don't want to misquote on that. But the reason why I say that is many look at them and they glean to them and say, oh, I want what Al and Hattie Hollingsworth have, because they see from the outside. But they don't know what they went through to maintain that commitment and how that commitment changed their lives and how that commitment is tested every day. But we see things from the outside. We're looking from the window from the outside in. Oh, I want that. You see someone that has achieved a great level of success, whoever it may be that you glean to, and you think you're outside the window looking in. Oh, I want that. I remember my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, hearing him. He had done this workshop. And this man came up to him so excited. It was a group of leaders, and you know, they had all paid, I think it was like $8,000 each to be there over a weekend, sitting at the feet of John Maxwell. And this gentleman came up to him and said, I know what I want to do now. I am so clear now. You've helped me to understand what I want to do. And so John was like, back and says, that's great, but do you want to do what I did to do what I do? That was so profound for me because many of us, again, we're looking through the window. Oh, I want what they have. I want that. Yes, yes, yes. But we lack the commitment and the tenacity to do what they did to do what they do. You look at the relationship and you say, oh, I want that, yes. But you lack the commitment and that tenacity of that firm hold, that firm grip to do what they did to do what they do, to have a successful relationship of 40 plus years or whatever it may be, to live life on purpose and achieve this success. You don't know what happened behind the scenes, the backdrop. So we must understand that this gear of tenacity is a key element. It's one of the elements in the wheel of success, in the turning of the mechanism of success. That if you don't have the tenacity when you're on the journey, you're going to fall short. You're going to give up. You're going to quit. So we must understand that in order for me to reach my goal, it's going to require something of me. It's going to require, number one, that I count the cost. You know, one may say, I want a successful relationship, but they don't count the cost. And I make the reference of relationships because, you know, we're relational beings. And so if you're not in a relationship, you're coming out of a relationship, or you desire a relationship, more than likely. Very few of us have been called to be nuns and priests. Very few of us. And that's a whole different story. I'm not going to go into the priest and all of that. But you get what I'm saying. Get the illustration. Don't get lost in it. You understand what Coach Adams is saying. And so I use that because we're in relationships. We're relational beings. But are we counting the cost of the relationship? So often people focus on the event of the relationship. The event is the wedding. But they don't look at the commitment of what's required, counting the cost, of the longevity of a marriage until death do us part. Because many don't have a full commitment to the commitment. In the back of their mind, I got me a good divorce attorney on speed dial. I got my own bank account. I'm ready to roll. They get on my nerves too much. I'm out of here. Again, not committed to the commitment. They don't have that tenacity, that firm grip. We can talk about various things. You start going to school to be a doctor. 3.5 years in, you throw in the towel. Guess what? You didn't count the cost. You didn't have the firm grip. You know, it's so interesting because I'm on the board of an organization and we have an executive team. And we're constantly telling people, hey, I'm telling them and they think I'm overdoing. I'm like, this is a major commitment. It's major. It's not to be entered into lightly. I'm telling them, count the cost. You have to determine because in order for you to reach your goal in this area, you got to count the cost. You can't enter into it lightly. It's a major commitment. So understanding that that major commitment requires you to shift the gear of tenacity. In addition, requires what else is required on this journey of reaching my goals, working my vision, achieving my dreams. Woo-hoo! That's the end result that we desire for. We must be honest. I love Shakespeare, to thy own self be true. We must be honest with ourselves and determine, am I willing, not only have I counted the cost, but am I willing to pay the price? Am I willing to pay the price? When I think about counting the cost, I think about when I was in my early 20s. And I, you know, my dad loved him. So I wanted the MG Midget that I learned how to drive on, but it was a European car. It was a two-seater. It was a convertible, burgundy, black top. I wanted that car. I loved that car. But Dad said, for your first car, this is not practical for you to have a European car. It's too costly for repairs, so on and so forth and what have you. But I learned how to drive on it, and I drove it for over a year. So I said, oh, okay, no worries, Dad. I want a Nissan Pulsar. He didn't give me a Nissan Pulsar. He got me a VW Bug, a Hunter Green VW Bug. We're talking about commitment. I had a pink slip for it, but I wasn't committed to it. He was committed enough to get the pink slip for me, pay for it cash. I drove it for a year, and I couldn't wait to get out of it because I had my eyes set on something else. I wanted the Nissan Pulsar with the teacup. I went to the Nissan dealer in my Hunter Green VW Bug with my pink slip, excited about getting me a new car. I said, I want the Pulsar. And they said, well, you can't get the Pulsar. It's a little out of your price range. But you can get this Nissan Sentra if you would like. They had a red one with a sunroof, and I got it, drove off the lot. I'm excited. I got the new car. I don't have the convertible. I don't have the T-top, but at the very least, I got a sunroof, and it's new. I remember driving home. I was still living at home with my mom at the time. Again, I'm in my early 20s. And I pull up, I hunt the horn, I'm so excited. Woohoo, look, Mom, look what I got. She said, where did you get that car? I said with great enthusiasm, they gave it to me. Whee! I'm talking about reaching our goals and counting the cost and determining, are we willing to pay the price? Anything. I didn't know the cost of having that brand new Nissan Sentra. Of course they gave that car to me because I had a car free and clear. I had a pink slip, greater value. That was my first lesson in not counting the cost and determining, are you willing to pay the price of those commitments? So now I'm in a commitment, a five-year commitment at that. But I didn't count the cost. I didn't know if I could pay that price. And at some stage, I got into a little hiccup along the way. And guess who was coming to look for it? You guessed it. Had my first experience with Mr. Repo Man. Back then, they knew they would find you eventually. We made it a little bit more difficult. You park it in somebody else's garage. You try to buy yourself more time. Okay, maybe that's not you. That was my story. I'm being transparent with you. My first lesson in not counting the cost, but whoa, was it a costly lesson? So understanding that with a commitment, you must count the cost. You must determine to pay the price. Determine to pay the price. Again, this tenacity that has a firm grip. I'm going to ask you again, make a fist right where you are and make a fist if you're in a place that you can do that safely. Squeeze it tighter. Feel your nails in your palm and your hand. Squeeze it tighter. That's the firm grip that we're talking about as it relates to tenacity that you must have to work your vision and achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dream. You must always strive for excellence. Notice excellence, not perfection. See, Coach Adams is a recovering perfectionist. Hello, I'm Coach Adams, recovering perfectionist. And I've learned that excellence is giving your very best in a moment of time within your capacity. Excellence. For me, giving your very best in a moment of time within your capacity. All we can do is give our best in a moment of time within our capacity. It doesn't mean that it won't shift and be different tomorrow, but we're always striving for excellence in our commitment, whatever that may look like. We're not perfect. We don't walk on water. We're not going to always get it right, but there is this striving for excellence, not perfection. I know for me, perfectionism got me paralyzed at times because I'm trying to dot every I perfectly and cross every T perfectly, and I got in the quicksand of perfection and trying to dot the I's and cross the T's instead of that momentum of giving my very best against excellence, giving my very best within the moment of time, within my capacity. And so I want to encourage you right where you are to strive for excellence. Count the cost of what will it look like for me to work my vision. What will it look like for me to achieve my goals? What will it look like for me to live out my dreams? Count the cost. Don't be like me in my early 20s, first lesson of not counting the cost and getting a car that I did not even calculate whatsoever and realize I can't afford this. I went from no car payment to a car payment and I couldn't afford it. Although they said I could, I didn't count the cost. And so we have to count the cost. Determine then, are you willing to pay the price? And so from that moment, it was a costly lesson, but I grew forward. The next cars I got, I made sure to count the cost. I didn't want to have that experience again. It was a costly lesson. It was a costly lesson on so many different levels. And that happens often because we get into partnerships, relationships. We start on journeys that we don't count the cost. We don't look at and evaluate what is it going to take for me beyond the event of a thing to that higher call of purpose to achieve what I'm striving for and understanding who set me in motion. That is so key, and having that clarity and awareness around the same. So count the cost, determine to pay the price, and always, always, absolutely, always strive for excellence. Giving your very best within the moment of time within your capacity. So how can I manage, Coach Adams, how can I manage the discipline of my commitments? What does that look like? Because I'm getting some information, you're giving me some good insight on this, and I'm getting it, I'm understanding this process, and I'm on the journey with you, but how do I manage my commitment? Well, expect that a commitment is going to be a struggle. It's not going to be easy, and I think so often we go into fighting for the vision, striving for the goals, and wanting to live out our dreams, but we're not realistic. We don't set smart goals. We're not realistic. Individuals that get into a marriage and they go to divorce, they weren't realistic about the expectations. So we must be realistic about the expectations and understanding that when you make the commitment, it will be a struggle. But that's where the tenacity comes in, having that firm grip. Don't rely on your talent alone. You can't rely on your talent alone. Talent is a wonderful, beautiful thing, but guess what? You also need to cultivate your skills as well. So the talent is awesome, but you need to cultivate the skills. Sharpen the skills. Sharpen the saw, as Stephen Covey would say. Focus on your choices, not the conditions. See, if I was focused on the conditions throughout this time of full-time entrepreneurship and walking in purpose, guess what? We wouldn't be here on Motivational Mondays today. We would not. I would not have Motivational Mondays, to be honest with you. I pay to be on the air. So if I was focused on the conditions versus focused on the choice, and be committed to the choice because the conditions are always subject to change. And sometimes the conditions are not as favorable. Sometimes it's going to be a struggle, as we've already established. So So we have to focus on the choices, not the conditions. We have to be single-mindedness. We have to have this single-mindedness. And the reason why I say that again, as we spoke about, jack of all trades and master of nothing. You have to have that singular focus and sharpening the skills and continuing to cultivate and to grow in a single area. You know, I remember my leadership partner, someone complimented, said, gosh, John Maxwell, you're such a great speaker. And he said, I should be after, you know, at that time it was over 1,000 talks. He said, I should be. I've been cultivating. I've been mastering. This has been my single focus. I realized early on, I'm good at this. I'm going to continue to cultivate this. What is it that you're good at that you should stay in that zone? Cultivate that. Don't be a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. Stay focused in that area. Know the target and continue to drive forward in that direction. Do what's right even when you don't feel like it. Do what's right even when you don't feel like it. See, this is the thing. There are days when I may be like, oh, am I going to do Motivational Mondays today? People don't really appreciate it. I don't know how many people tuned in, blah, blah, blah. It's just me on the airwaves. But I'm committed doing what's right, even when you don't feel like it, because I made a commitment. I made a commitment to be here every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, regardless of how I feel. There have been times when I've been struggling behind the scenes, pressing through, because it's not about how I feel. And we have to do what's right even when we don't feel like it. And there will be days, there will be times when we don't feel like it. And speaking of time, oh my gosh, look at the time. It is amazing how quickly time flies by. And I want you to know that we're going to come to the phone lines now, and I would love to hear from you. Have you gotten anything around today's topic and what we've been talking about? Of course, we're talking about the gear of tenacity, and that anchor in our tenacity is our commitment and what that looks like. I would absolutely love to hear from you. This is a time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Maybe you have a question or a comment around today's discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. This is a safe space. Would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. You've taken the time to tune in. You're investing this hour of empowerment. I would love to hear your thoughts around what are you taking away from what has been shared on the gear of tenacity. Did you get something to add to your toolbox on your journey that will support you in continuing your progression of that crystallization of your vision and achieving your goals and ultimately living out your dreams? I would love to hear that. I'm here for you. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, you may be tuned in today and thinking, wow, Coach Adams, I really need support on my journey. I need support. You know, I'm thinking that I really need to get the right people that are circling the wagons around me, have the right people on my team. Well, I want you to know that Coach Adams has exactly what may be a great fit for you in my Winner's Circle membership subscription. The Winner's Circle membership subscription for a nominal fee each month gives you group coaching, gives you Q&A, gives you private group support, gives you a host of other things. You know, it supports you with having tools in your toolbox on a regular basis in an intimate setting that's more specific to what you need that allows you to make your dreams a reality and to support you in leveling up and achieving greater results through a winning partnership. So I encourage you, if you would like more information regarding my Winner's Circle membership subscription, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email your interest to admin@coachadams.com, admin@adams.com. I can send you more information regarding all of what this awesome opportunity, this winning partnership includes in the Coach Adams Winner's Circle membership subscription. It is an awesome opportunity for you, and it may be the very thing that you need to support you on your journey. I want to give you a quick reminder of what did we talk about today as we prepare to wrap things up on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. And I want you to be encouraged. I don't want you to lose focus on your goals. I want you to recognize that this may be a season that you need to do something differently to achieve and get greater results. And to be honest with yourself and say, what is it that I need to adjust? How do I need to adjust the gears of where I am on my journey? And really evaluate that. And know that you're not alone. Support is available for you. Break the insanity. You know, it's been stated that insanity is doing the same things over and over and yet expecting different results. And so where do you need to shift your gears? Because I want to leave you with this quote as we close out on tenacity today. Tenacity is setting a goal so big, that big, audacious goal, that you can't possibly achieve it on your own. And then you are the person that's growing. You're growing to be the person that you need to be in that process. And oftentimes, we have to have the right people around us to support us on the journey. Again, Coach Adams is here with a full circle of empowerment tools to support you to win on your journey personally and professionally. Again, you can give our team a call for the various services that are available at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. We would love to keep the conversation going. Maybe you didn't ask a question. You didn't feel comfortable with doing that on the open airwaves. I get it. We have our private Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, but we can continue the dialogue there. You can ask questions, make a comment statement. You can give show recommendations, show guest recommendations, whatever that may look like. We're approaching March. In March, we have wonderful guests that will be joining us in our virtual boardroom. I'm so excited about. Every first Monday of the month, we have our Wellness Mondays. And the third Monday, we have our Money Matters coaches that will be returning. We have another guest that we're finalizing the date around this particular guest, who is a newly released author that I'm so excited about, who will be sharing about their journey and their book project that they're now releasing. And so we got a lot coming up for you in March. So we thank you for tuning in today. And I trust that you've gotten some great richness from what was shared on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win. That's all that we have time for today. We trust that you will continue to save the date and mark your calendars, set the alarm to tune in every Monday for your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. I am Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.